Ladies and gentlemen, the editor of the Illyria Weekly Gazette, Mr. Will Rogers.
Thank you. You know, 40 years ago, a fellow could buy a newspaper for 2 or 3 pennies. Now he has to pay 3 times that. The only thing is, these days the news just isn't 3 times that good.
Will Rogers, country editor, offering you again tonight another heartwarming story of a country newspaper and its friendly editor, and starring Will Rogers, Jr. To those who live there, it's a home. To those driving through, it's a delightful country town. There's a wealth of apple trees that everyone's proud of, and a tall grain elevator, a bus and train depot, and, of course, a weekly newspaper. The office of the Illyria Gazette sits on one side of the town square and is a meeting place for many of Will's friends who drop in to pass the time with him and with Maggie Button, his assistant. It's early evening now, and almost time for the paper to go to press.
Maggie!
Hmm?
Here it is, all finished.
What's finished, Will?
My editorial for this week's issue.
Oh, let's see what the flaming torch of journalism is dedicated to this week. Will.
Huh?
Soybeans.
Yep. Ran into a fellow who knows more about soybeans than any other man alive, I guess. Spent maybe 5 hours telling me all about them.
Oh.
Do you think I ought to write about something else?
Where'd you meet this bean expert?
Out fishing.
Will.
Well, they say no man ever committed a major crime who smoked a pipe, owned a dog, or went fishing, Maggie.
Will, what did O.J. say?
He thought the fellow who knew all about the soybeans was pretty interesting, too. I introduced him.
I mean, what did O.J. say about the mortgage? Did he say yes?
Not exactly, Maggie. He has to sort of powwow around with the board of directors after supper tonight. It gives them all a chance to smoke cigars they can't smoke around home. Well, I'll get the extension, all right. Always have.
Mr. Rogers? Mr. Will Rogers?
Yes, ma'am.
I am Mrs. Fenimore Hannibal.
Yes, ma'am. I recognized you when you walked in the door. This is Maggie Button, my assistant editor.
How do you do, Mrs. Hannibal?
How do you do? Mr. Rogers, I am chairman of the Illyria Civic League, and this afternoon there was a meeting.
Should have covered that, Maggie.
Yes, well...
At the meeting, the entire membership, and they represent every prominent family in Illyria, passed a resolution condemning the Illyria Weekly Gazette and its editor. I introduced the resolution myself.
Well, now that's mighty interesting, Mrs. Hannibal.
Mr. Rogers, the League feels very strongly regarding... The article you announced you were going to publish concerning Lance O'Neill.
I suppose they've got a reason.
Oh, they certainly have, Mr. Rogers. Mr. O'Neill's reputation as a romantic adventurer and ne'er-do-well is unsavory to many of the people in this community who remember him when he resided here. Including his name in your series on the famous men and heroes of Illyria is unthinkable.
The League feels
that only harm can be done by glorifying a man whose principal accomplishment was troublemaking.
Well, now, I never knew that Lance O'Neill made trouble. Did you, Maggie?
No, Will.
Where'd he make the most of it, Mrs. Hannibal?
All over this town.
Well, of course, I never knew him when he was alive, Mrs. Hannibal. But I do know that a lot of folks think he was a pretty good painter. Why, over in Paris, at those academies, they've got maybe 5 or 6 pictures painted by Nance O'Leal of Illyria.
Okay, Will, just go back to why over in Paris.
Why, over in Paris, at those academies, they've got maybe 5 or 6 pictures painted by Lance O'Neill of Illyria.
I feel, and the League agrees wholeheartedly, that an artist whose only local available work is painted on a saloon wall can hardly be a fit or edifying hero for our younger generation to look up to.
Well, now, I doubt if any of the younger generation get over to Huckabee's Bar and Grill much, Mrs. Hannibal.
What about the article, Mr. Rogers?
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do, Mrs. Hannibal. I'll look into it a little more and let you know. Is that fair enough?
Here. This is a copy of the resolution. You'll notice there are some 113 signatures attached.
I can't count that quick, Mrs. Hannibal, but I'll sure take your word for it.
And take my word for this, too. If you choose to ignore the wishes of the people of this community and print a word about Lance O'Neill, you'll be the one to suffer, Mr. Rogers. Do I make myself clear?
I guess that's clear enough.
Then good day, Mr. Rogers. Miss Button.
Bye.
Bye, Mrs. Hannibal.
That narrow-minded old Biddy. What right has she got to come in here and tell you what to print and what not to print?
Now, wait a minute, Maggie. She just was telling me how she and how these other folks feel.
Oh, well,
I guess they got a right to not like the way I run the Gazette if they want to. Following resolution is passed in accordance with the principles set forth by the founding fathers. Maggie, did you ever notice how the wisdom of somebody's great-granddaddy is always brought up when their descendants want to do something foolish?
I've noticed.
I guess they always use that in case they do something really wrong. Then they can blame it on a man who's sure to be in his grave where he can't say nothing.
Well, what are you going to do about this resolution?
Print it.
Well,
I guess our readers will be interested in what the League did at their meeting this afternoon. Since we didn't cover it, why, this is a good way to let them know. Now, where's my hat?
Well, where are you going, Will?
Well, like I told Mrs. Hannibal, I'm going to look into it a little more.
Oh, hello, Will.
Howdy, Will.
Hello, fellas.
What'll it be, Will?
Nothing, Bert. This is business.
Will, no. I can't take any more space in your paper. Whole year now, I bought one ad a week, and every week you're in here for me to take a bigger one.
Bert, how long you been around Elyria?
Oh, 47 years next July.
Town must have been no bigger than nothing then.
About that. Why?
What did you think of Lance O'Neill?
You see that picture there he painted on my wall?
Uh-huh.
That's what I thought of him. He called it his masterpiece. He put it there way back in 1910. If I didn't think a lot of him and the picture, I'd have gotten rid of it a long time ago.
I heard he was quite a troublemaker, Bert.
Who told you that?
Mrs. Fenimore Hannibal and 113 members of the Civic League.
Well, now. She's the troublemaker, and they're just plain stuffed shirts. Man, he was a painter. Oh, look at that picture.
It's a mighty pretty girl.
Mighty. You know, there's a funny thing about Lance. He covered the old globe maybe a dozen times before he finally died. Paris, Rome, London. But he always painted things that had something to do with Elyria. You know those trees there? Mm-hmm. They're still growing right over by the river. And the clouds are the same on any summer day when you're looking at them from Giant's Hill.
Yep.
You getting material for your article?
Oh, sort of.
Well, you can tell him Lance O'Neill paid his bar bill with that picture up there. If it was on a canvas instead of on the wall, I could sell it and retire right now. But I wouldn't want to retire anyhow, you know. Are you sure you won't have something, Will?
No thanks, Bert. I think I'll get busy and write that article now.
Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. All right, ma'am. Effective at once. Oh, yeah.
Advertiser, subscriber, Maggie.
Advertiser. Perkins Paint Shop. Every friend of Mrs. Hannibal and every member of her league have been canceling their subscriptions for the last hour.
Sure enough.
Will, put on those notes and listen. 11 of our advertisers' names are on that list of people who signed the resolution. 3 of them have already canceled their ads. The bank isn't going to like that.
Don't you want me to print the article, Maggie?
Well, it's not what I... Of course I do, Will. I'm just talking dollars and cents.
I kind of guessed you were.
Weekly Gazette, Maggie Button. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Hello, Daddy.
Hello, Jill, honey.
All righty.
Hello, Miss Button.
Hello, Jill. How are you?
Fine.
Another subscription canceled, Will.
Oh. Well, what do you got there?
Mrs. Weatherwax put up some supper for you. There's enough for you, too, Miss Button. Chicken, butter beans, cornbread, and chocolate cake.
Oh, thanks. No, honey, I'm full. I've been eating my heart out all day.
Well, what's the news from the front?
Hello, Doc. Sit down.
Doc. Thanks. Here, Jill, honey, go get yourself an ice cream cone.
Wait a minute. Here, get two of them.
Doc, it might make her sick.
Now, let's not be narrow, son. Let an honest tradesman drum up a little business for himself.
Well, what do you say to the doc, Jill?
Come more often.
That's my girl. Always be honest. Just for that, Jill, I'm going to marry you.
You're a little old for me.
Oh, nonsense. I'm only 6 times your age. But in 10 years, when you're 20 and I'm 70, I'll only be 3 times your age. And 20 years after that, you'll be 40 and I'll be 90, and that's only about twice your age. Pretty soon we'll be even, then we'll get married.
You'll have to ask my daddy. Bye.
Goodbye. Yeah, you've done a good job with her, Will. You ought to be proud.
I am. I'm thankful that Mrs. Weatherwax is around to help out.
Her mother'd be proud, too. She reminds me more of Ann every time I've... Well, you put the paper to bed yet?
Yeah, but we haven't quite tucked it in.
Good, I've got some news. I've been out at the Ferguson place since 4 o'clock this morning.
Shouldn't take Molly Ferguson 16 hours to have a baby. Not with all the practice she's had.
Well, son, this is the first time she ever tried triplets.
Hear that, Maggie? Isn't that just fine? Say, tear out that box with the senator's speech and put the birth notice about the Fergusons
in. But, Will, that speech is pretty important.
Not to the Fergusons and their friends.
What are they, Doc? Boys, girls? What are the names?
Well, here. I wrote it all down, Maggie.
Oh, good. Thanks.
Boy, that is a good-looking woman, and I'm a man who appreciates a good-looking woman. I might marry her instead of Jill. Do I have to ask you about her, too?
No, Maggie just works for me.
Okay, then why don't you marry her?
Huh?
Then she wouldn't bother me so much running around loose.
As a favor to you, then, Doc, I'll marry her.
When?
Well, any day.
Name it.
How is everything out in the country, Doc? I haven't had a ramble in weeks.
It's the prettiest summer I can remember. Flowers just busting out. I picked a bunch on the way back and stopped at the cemetery and put some on my wife's grave. 11 years. Hard to believe it.
Sure is.
I put some on Ann's, too.
Thank you, Doc.
How's everything in the city side?
Oh.
Yeah, don't tell me. I heard all about it. Well, Lance O'Neill was one of the few people turned out of this town who gave himself to something he believed in. Oh, sure, old Charlie Rice built a railroad, and Ben Adams practically took over Wall Street once he got to New York. But 100 years from now, they'll be looking at Lance O'Neill's work and calling him a genius. You'd have liked Lance, Will.
I think maybe I would, Doc.
You know, you can tell a lot about a man when you bunk with him. And he and I roomed together during the summer and fall of 1912. That was his last year here. The year I graduated Hopkins. I still got some of his things around the house.
Well, if his story turns out to be responsible for my premature death, I'll will my cadaver to you.
You're not going to die from it.
Paper might. The fact that Will, if O.J. and his board of directors don't extend my loan... See that light upstairs, the farmers and drovers?
Yeah.
Well, they're debating it now. Uh-oh, my nemesis.
What'd you say?
My nemesis. Mrs. Fenimore Hannibal has just turned into the farmers and drovers.
Oh, relax, son. She's probably just going in to say goodnight to her money. I wonder how much she'll leave when she goes.
All she has, same as everyone else.
Yeah, this is an awful healthy town, though. Most salubrious climate in the state. Will, did you know we had to import 2 corpses from Chicago to start the cemetery here?
I think some of them are dead and just won't lie down. As far as Lance O'Neill's concerned, a man world famous for his art, why, this town acts as though it had spawned another Jack the Ripper, Typhoid Mary.
Well, the way I figure it, Will, somebody's just mad, or scared, or both.
That's kind of the way I figured it, too, Doc. Is that you, O.J.?
I missed you at the office after the board meeting. Figured you were on your way home, so I just drove over here and sat in your porch and waited for you.
Like a bottle of cherry pop?
Oh, no, no, thank you. Well, we dealt with your request, Will. Thought you'd like to know the bank isn't going to foreclose.
Well, I sure appreciate your coming over to tell me, O.J.
Well, it's going to be out of our hands from now on.
What's that, O.J.?
Well, the bank had a fair offer for your mortgage tonight, and, well, they accepted it. We sold your mortgage.
Who to?
Mrs. Fenimore Hannibal. We had to, Will. We had to. It's good business. Well, just dropped in to tell you the news. Oh, say, that's a good one. Me telling the newspaper editor the news.
Yeah.